This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the Boston Red Sox, they're off right now, but they are on, baby. They've been on for a while now. And they're on a roll toward the trade deadline, which is something that the doubters, the Ted Johnsons of the world, still kind of holding against them. Are they going to buy? Are they going to not buy and then react adversely? And that's going to be a story, blah, 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 blah. Or you can check out social media where Garrett Crochet and Alex Bregman, two all-stars for your Boston Red Sox.
Two fan favorites, some would argue.
Two guys who you can't hold responsible for collapses of the past because they weren't Red Sox before this season.
Right.
They're at the all-star game. And lo and behold, who are they hanging out with? Aroldis Chapman? Well, probably some.
No. I mean, you know, he's around. They probably went to dinner after or something like that. No, not him.
Paul Skeens.
I would. More just to say hi to Libby, but, you know, okay. I'd at least say hi.
Scooble?
No, although a Crochet school will meet up would be kind of like Batman, Superman, to speak in your
pretty
terms.
Cool. Yeah. No, the picture that's making the rounds on the internet from Alex Bregman's social media is those two guys, Crochet and Bregman, with a pitcher by the name of Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins in the middle.
Yep. And seem more than happy to be there.
He more than happy to be there. And he is a guy that Will Fleming, a little more than a week ago, was like, top of my head, a guy who makes sense, just pulling this out. Joe Ryan.
Yeah, rhymes with Joe Ryan.
And I think we could all agree would definitely fulfill the criteria of an impact starting pitcher, number two starting pitcher. I mean, hell, could be a number one starting pitcher in some places.
Yeah, I think he is for them this year.
He is for them.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be for the Red Sox. Slides into the two-hole, the two-roll behind Crochet, the guy he's in the picture with. So we talk about this more with the NBA. And I know they don't actually get to make trades. They're just there as, you know, dignitaries representing the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
But do you think this is in any way related to what we would say, hey, how come Kyrie and LeBron are hanging out or one of those NBA-type things? Is this laying the groundwork for Joe Ryan to come to Boston?
All right, if we're gonna speculate based on pictures from this year, I think we should also speculate based on pictures from last year. Because,
okay,
and this one I did not blatantly rip off like the other stuff on Twitter earlier today. Last year, on the lineup for the foul line, or on the foul line for the national anthem, going from right to left, it went Jaren Duran, Tanner Houck, Garrett Crochet.
Oh, and where did Crochet end up?
The Boston Red Stockings. So,
coincidence?
I hope not.
I think so.
So, yeah, I'm sure it is, but
This is different, though. This is, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's two separate instances. So, it's a post on Bregman's Instagram feed. It's also a video that was posted by Major League Baseball of everybody in their jerseys walking into the stadium. So it's Crochet and Ryan basically arm in arm next to each other walking into the stadium. And then it's the three of them with Ryan in the middle doing that thing where, like, you flip your hands upside down to make glasses.
Yep.
He seemed like he was having the time of his life with the two of them. So it's fun to speculate, but it's just at a certain point, all of these details line up. You get it from Will Fleming, which is a reliable source. Others then kind of backed it up, and Teddy didn't tell the story of interacting with Jared Carrabas, but that name came up in their conversation as well. And now the players are interacting. It's all very curious.
Would you like another morsel, another nugget?
Always.
Okay. So
you
Brad
Sharon?
Huh?
About Sharon?
Are you speaking English? Because I can't even
understand. Are you about to share one?
Oh. I saw
you
your lips
me
move.
Too. I'm sorry.
I was like,
sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Those sorry. Words were all blending together. Yeah, I was like, did I just have a stroke on live radio?
Said,
this
are
is
you and
awful.
Sharon?
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Sorry, boys.
So, Rob Bradford, Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's at the All-Star game. And who did he happen to talk to other than Joe Ryan? And he asked him about trade rumors.
Of like trade rumors and being identified, that's a compliment. I would imagine, or has that been you're weird getting used to
the trade stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's fun for me. I mean, July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league, and you don't know, and I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota, and I love where I'm at, so it would be sad, definitely hard to go, but at the end of the day, it's never up to me, and yeah.
Well, you've never gone through anything like this, obviously, right?
No, I mean, I'm not really paying attention to it too much. I don't look at my stats, so I don't look at even, like, articles that much, but people have, like, mentioned it, and I've looked at it, seen a couple things, but I'm not, like, diving into it too deep.
Bradfo, A+, this may be your best get ever. This is phenomenal. Joe Ryan just said, yes, I want to be traded. Yes, I want to be traded to the Boston Red Sox. He didn't say that part, but he said, yes, I want to be traded. Like, that's one of the most ridiculous comments I've ever. It'd be exciting. It'd be exciting to be wanted and to go somewhere. That's like somebody who's married saying, divorce would be fun. I mean, I love my wife, but I think divorce and hitting the dating scene would be fun.
I'd be sad to leave my wife, but yeah.
I'm not even sure he said he's sad about it. Like, I love Minnesota, yeah. But it was like, after you had just said 10 things about how it's fun to have interest at the trade deadline, exciting to be mentioned in rumors, and now you're hanging out with two all-stars from the Boston Red Sox. We have people telling us that Joe Ryan could be a target of the Boston Red Sox. Like, now I'm setting myself up for if we get to July 31st and the trade deadline passes and Joe Ryan is not a member of the Boston Red Sox, I am going to be disappointed, and I am going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Because we just did, like, surprising cuts of the Patriots and debated what would be a surprise. I now feel like it would be a surprise if Joe Ryan doesn't land with Boston.
I mean, it certainly seems like he would be at least a little bit disappointed that he's no longer being wanted. And, yes, I do see on the text line they're saying that Boston and Chicago are alphabetical. But, come on, let us dream.
They're also saying, are you with Cheryl? That's what they heard.
That's probably closer to English than what I came out with when my—
They are.
So did I have a stroke or did you have a stroke?
No, I think I definitely had a stroke.
Okay,
this is what happens when
well.
You open me up for 4 hours instead
Good
of just
Lord.
An update once
Pace
an hour.
Pace yourself, my friend. Yeah, boy. It's not just as easy as doing trending on the 20s, is
no,
it?
No, I know. No, I don't know how you talk as much as you do.
So that's a great question. That is a great question.
It's what Stanley asks every day.
No, they actually ask the opposite. I don't talk at all at home.
You
I
shut think down I after the show?
I think I just shut down in general. I talk more for these 4 hours with you people and the listeners than I do with my family. Oh, my God. It's not even close.
Oh.
Yeah. No. I think I get it out of my system. Then I go home and I be quiet and I watch TV and drink a Miller Lite.
It's a good life.
But did you react to that? Like, do you, if you're a, for example, if you're a Minnesota Twins fan or teammate or executive, I'm not happy with those comments.
Not great, Bob.
No.
No.
He basically said he's excited to be in trade rumors and looks forward to going somewhere. Now, going to the Red Sox, the hottest team in baseball, going to an atmosphere. I don't know. Maybe he saw Rafaela's home run and he's like, that looks pretty cool with those lights flashing and all those people cheering. I just, those would be alarming for me if I were on the Minnesota side of things. But from the Boston side of things, that makes me even more all in. You know I've been all in. Ted Johnson hasn't been. I've been more all in on they're going to buy. They're building in the right direction. There's momentum here. And Joe Ryan feels like the piece that could put them over the top. And I know Adam Jones, for whatever reason, doesn't want to trade Jarren Duran. I don't want to unload Jarren Duran. But if you're getting Joe Ryan, doesn't that make you, I said it earlier, doesn't that give you a chance to hit the playoffs with arguably the best rotation in the playoffs?
I mean, you're probably in the top two in the American League at very worst. Like, you know, and the Yankees just lost Clark Schmidt. Yeah. The Toronto Blue Jays have good pitchers, but not necessarily
they don't have an ace. Screw them. I'm not afraid of the Blue Jays. They don't have an ace.
Guys that really haven't done much of anything in the playoffs, so to speak. So, yeah, you all of a sudden, I mean, not to say that Crochet or Joe Ryan have either, but, that puts you in a great spot in an area that I think maybe has the most volatility for you right now. Like, I think it's very fair to say that while you have guys that are are on a boom right now, so to speak, offensively. You also have guys that can give you more. So while that's the case offensively, starting pitching, you're getting the absolute best.
Okay.
And it's fair to think that Giolito could regress. Bayo could go through a little bit of a rut. I think we know what Crochet is, but to take a little pressure off of those guys and make it so that's your top four, changes your setup a lot.
That sets us up for disappointment.
Sure.
Because the Joe Ryan name is out there a lot, mm-hmm. and he's a high-ticket item, a fun item. Ken Rosenthal was talking about the Red Sox and their possibilities at the trade deadline, and he has another name he'll float out there that I think is less enticing. So Charlie Morton doesn't move my needle. Also, man, apologies for the spatial audio or whatever the hell that's called. Wasn't our intention, but it happens.
That was Charlie mono, Morton. Not stereo.
Yeah. Nobody wants mono.
No.
Kissing disease, Sam Darnold and company. But that is the one issue. Like, Charlie Morton is a pitcher. And the Breslow comments the other day were like, we don't want to just add a guy we can call a pitcher.
Yeah.
Is that how he phrased it? Something
yes.
to that effect.
Bodies that can start or something
right.
to that effect.
He could start for you. Sure.
Sure he could.
Whatever.
He's been a starter for most of his career.
Maybe, depending on how things go, Giolito starts to nosedive, fall off. Maybe he ends up being better than Giolito. But it doesn't alter your perception of this team and its potential, I guess I would say.
If you're going to trade for Charlie Morton, just sign Rich Hill again, because you've once again proven that you're not actually really investing in this team. That is the exact equivalent to me pitching-wise to saying we need a right-handed bat and getting Danny Jansen last year. That's exactly what you're doing. So you painted yourself into a corner where, based on what you've said on your daily appearances on the Nesson pregame show, That's not good enough.
He's a pitcher, just like Danny Jansen was a right-handed bat.
Yeah, exactly. It's definition-wise, nailed it. But in
Zach
terms of Coe, what you need to know.
What do you got?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing that you just said, Dan. If you spent the last month and a half talking about how you want to add, you don't want to add just for the sake of adding somebody. You want to go out and add an impact arm that can be that number two behind Garrett Crochet. And then you give me Charlie Morton. I would be so frustrated with that. And every fan should be too, because it's just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's more lying from this organization.
Right. And that's why...
Lying might be strong. I mean, it takes two to tango. You got to do a deal. Lying seems a little strong, Zach. It would be disappointing. It would be falling in line with past issues that you have with the organization and the interest kings and setting me up for this and then maybe accepting a little lower. I do like where the text line's brain is at. Not the collective group. It's just the 617, because the group is kind of mean at times. Would you trade Christian Campbell for Joe Ryan? Dan Ball?
I mean, yeah, but that's not going to get the job done.
How do you know?
Because Christian Campbell's value is...
Cost controlled.
Do you really want to relitigate
like
this again?
Twins.
Do you want to relitigate this again?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. Christian Campbell's value is as low as it's been. I don't think he's fetching you anything significant.
The rookie of the month just... 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Who was so bad the next month you had to send him
down.
Who
was the reigning minor league player of the year?
Yeah, and if you traded him...
I'm just saying.
If you traded him 6 months ago, you would have gotten heaven and earth back for him.
Who has a contract that is inflation-proof for the next 8 years for a team like Minnesota? not exactly a big market, not exactly flush.
He's also hit proof right now, Andy. He can't
you see
hit
the
right
bomb
now.
He hit the day after, or even the afternoon that I said he should be traded? You just got to push the right buttons.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
I think that actually gets you closer to Joe Ryan than you might think.
I mean, like them apples, Dan Ball. Zach Coe agrees with me.
Awesome. That's great. I don't.
It was obviously a rough month for Campbell, but development isn't linear, and I think these teams know that. And what if you can get a top 15 prospect?
Wait a minute. Stop. Time. Full stop, as Breslow would say.
You're aligned. You are aligned with this.
Did you say development isn't linear?
Thank you.
Yes, I do.
There you go. See?
You're no longer on my team.
Could have just agreed with me.
I mean, I could have, but I don't. But I just think that teams know that. And if you gave up Christian Campbell right now for Joe Ryan, you gave up more for a worse pitcher than what you gave up for Garrett Crochet, in my opinion. To me, like, that's just not something that they should be doing. I love Joe Ryan, and I would move mountains to get him here. But I draw the line at one of Campbell, Meyer, and Anthony.
Campbell is on your do not touch list?
Yeah, I just think the ceiling is so high with him there.
Is it? Are you sure about that? What position does he play?
I think long-term he's a first baseman.
Oh, long-term he's a first baseman.
Yeah.
A position he's never played.
Correct, but I think he can learn it. Like, I think, like, it's with all these guys. I think athleticism wins out. That's why when you look at their draft board, it's so many shortstops and center fielders, because if you can just be an athlete, you can stick anywhere, and I think Campbell can do that.
How's that worked for them as not only the worst major league defensive team in baseball in recent years, but according to a source that I call Craig Breslow, they have defensive deficiencies at all levels of their organization.
I think that's more of a developmental issue than
it is linear,
the players. No, it isn't. But and that's not to say that Christian Campbell isn't on my do not touch list. Like, I would trade Roman Anthony for Paul Skeens if the Pirates were ever willing to do that. I just think giving up more for Joe Ryan than you gave up for Garrett Crochet is not a great move organizationally.
This is a quick
I repeat, thing. All levels.
You don't like Kyle Teal?
No, I don't like Kyle Teal.
Wow. This is a quick aside. It's so much more fun to be the sidecar of you grilling whoever's behind the glass than being the one that's being grilled.
It's fun.
Yeah.
No, and I appreciate that you guys can have a back and forth and not get sensitive when I yell at you or poke holes in your arguments or whatever.
You want to name names on that? I would not. I don't think he's enough. I saw the text line saying Campbell in the password Justinson Garcia. I think it's just my own personal opinion. They want pitching help if they're gonna. They want a young prospect pitcher if they're gonna make this deal.
Okay, well, I'm not doing the Toley kid. But the good news is you drafted all pitchers last year, and you drafted a boatload of pitchers this year.
Yeah,
I did a little reading up on that too.
Oh yeah, tell me.
You drafted a high 90s and 100-mile-an-hour guy out of Oklahoma and Tennessee, baby.
Wow.
Now, the Tennessee guy, a little wild. There's some issues there with control. But he has an interesting arm angle and great vertical movement, horizontal movement, some sort of movement.
Well,
in one
it's not linear, so, you know.
So, no, you're adding pitchers to the organization. Now, I'm not saying Toley is on the table for Joe Ryan, but I mean, you might have to consider trading some pitching to get pitching. You're trying to win, right?
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify. We're done with the Bloom era or the, like, 3 years from now or when this guy gets here. No.
You definitely have to start trading prospects. I agree with that.
Prospects for major league talent.
Yep.
And did you ever get back to me on your research?
That's a bit broad.
The prospect that bit them in the ass?
Oh, the best I got, I think, was Hanley Ramirez in the in the Beckett-Lowell trade.
Good.
Didn't necessarily
directly. What did you win with Beckett?
World Series.
Oh, it's interesting
how
that works.
As well.
Interesting how that works.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't trade Christian Campbell. I'm saying that Christian Campbell doesn't get the job done in the trade. You gotta give more because his value's too low.
You
and
never
that's,
know.
That's why I would not make a trade involving him right now.
Okay, so I would trade Christian Campbell. I would trade him as a package that doesn't include Toley that I've known now for weeks and weeks and fallen
Absolutely.
In love with what I've read about him because I do want young pitching to become a part of this team. But if you can add veteran pitching to this team, you might just win a World Series sooner rather than later.
We're not going to sacrifice wins tomorrow for wins today.
Oh, wow. Now Bresbot is actually using real quotes from Breslow. Now it's like, it's a circle here that I'm not quite ready for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.